Alrighty. Hey, gang. Good morning, you guys. Welcome back. Try it like this. All right. Welcome back, you guys. Good morning. Here we are, Sunday morning. All right. Well, episode 121 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt, as always, and good morning, gang. How are you guys? You guys having a good day, good week? I hope you are. I hope you're making some progress and staying the course. I'm doing great myself. Been having a good week. And here I am trying this again. So I'm still kind of excited about this streaming project and trying to work out the bugs. My internet is crazy slow this morning, so this may or may not work. But I'm going to keep trying. If anyone's out there, go ahead and throw me something there in the chat and I'll be able to see if this is working. But no big deal if not. So good morning, you guys. I'm going to just kind of poke around with my gear here and see if I can... Oh, no, I can't do that here. Okay. Right. Okay. Sorry. Still just trying to figure it out. So good morning, you guys. So I've had a great week. I hope you guys have. I hope you guys made some progress. I gotta say, I'm really enjoying not having to go anywhere. It's kind of my normal life anyways, but usually I feel guilty, right? Because I feel like I should be going and doing stuff, and I'd rather just stay put. And so here I am just staying put, and I've had a good week. I've gotten a ton done. I've been making tons of progress on my lists of things I'd like to move forward on, and it feels good. I'm a little concerned about income, for sure. I doubt I'm going to go back to work. Pretty sure I'm not, so I'm going to have to sort that out. But aside from that, I'm really enjoying this, for the most part. Been having, making a lot of progress here around the place and feeling like I'm moving forward. So that feels good. And one of the things I've been working on is this right here, this, chat streaming project. And I'm really enjoying it. So I am going to encourage all you guys to join me over on Twitch. If you haven't signed up over there, it's different for sure. It's definitely for a younger crowd. It's definitely gamers and everything else. So it's hard to find good content, but I like the streaming over there. It's smoother than YouTube. The chat is more interactive. And I'm not going to do that instead of this, but I am going to do one day over there a week and try and develop that community a little bit more. So I'll probably be there Tuesdays, I think, maybe like midday, 2 o'clock or so, Pacific time. So 5 o'clock Eastern time. And I'll continue to do my journal here on Sundays here on YouTube. And at the moment I'm doing these live just because I'm trying to work out this, program and stuff. But if you guys would rather, I can switch back to doing these as regular videos. I'm sure this quality is really bad. I'm hoping I'm going to be able to improve that as I get a little better gear, as I was telling you before, gear and a little better internet too. So I'm working on those things, and we'll see if it works out. If I can deliver a good live stream on Sunday mornings to you here like this, I'd like to do it like this rather than the videos I've been making, because those take a lot more editing and time for me to get up there. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But I'm going to be trying to expand this program a little bit. I'm definitely committed to doing my journals. This has been great for me. You guys have been awesome for me. I'm not changing my weekly journal here because it's just a real important part of my routine. So I'll keep doing them. But if you'd like to hang out with us more than me, us, hopefully us, then come join us on Twitch on Tuesdays. And then I'm going to do a live stream on my other YouTube channel as well. And I think I'll do those Wednesdays at about noon or so. So if you haven't, I'll be talking about stoves and stuff, but we might stray into farming and things like that. So that's on my other YouTube channel. That's Bro Audio, if you're interested in following along there. So yeah, so this week, I hope you guys did good. I had a good one. Like I said, I've just been kind of staying home, puttering around. Let's talk about zero carb. So from a zero carb perspective, I've been feeling good. I did not have a sick night this week, thankfully, and felt really good. I've been feeling really good. So I've just been eating I did have kind of a sick night, not terrible, but I've just been eating my Costco ground beef hamburgers, and they're great. Really enjoying them. And been feeling good, but I did. I bought bacon one day at the store, you guys, and I ate quite a bit of it one evening, and sure enough, I was up later that evening. I didn't vomit, but I felt like I should have, and just same thing, bile coming all the way through me. So, you know, Deb Mary, I wanted to say thank you so much for your comments. Those are so helpful. You obviously have some expertise, and I really appreciated hearing that. You know, I have been thinking that bile acid malabsorption is pretty much, you know, it seems like kind of what's going on. I did not know that I could, that an endoscopy, an upper, could get into my, small intestine, to my upper bowel, and see if there was some damage there. That's definitely something I'm interested in progressing towards. And it sounds like you kind of, I mean, what you described, it really nails kind of what I've been experiencing, what I've been trying to, pin down, which is that bile acid malabsorption. But you just gave me some more insight just with those few words, just by saying like, okay, I get it. Like, it hits the small intestines damaged, doesn't get absorbed, keeps going, hits the colon, and then all that acid creates the discomfort and the quick evacuation. And I mean, that's just exactly what I've been experiencing for a while now. So I'm, you know, that makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, I keep trying to self-diagnose and get it nowhere. So I'm not like saying that's for sure it, but I, that seems like pretty darn likely right now. So I wanted to thank you. Your comments really kind of made a little light bulb go off. I mean, I was thinking bile acid malabsorption, but you helped me understand the mechanics of what's going on a little better than I did. So thank you for that. And yeah, my medical stuff, I think it's all going to be on hold for a long time with all this stuff going on. I'm supposed to have an appointment in about 3 more months to follow up on seeing about getting some of those tests. So that seems realistic. That'll probably happen this summer, I suppose. But yeah, so there, you know, so that's my week pretty much. I just ate those things. I don't think I deviated any further than that. And we can't go out to eat, so I didn't go anywhere. Yeah, I've just been keeping it really simple. Actually, my life, I'm loving my simple life, you guys. I feel so fortunate that I set myself up this way when I did, because I'm quite comfortable in this situation. I mean, I did laundry yesterday. I did laundry by hand, just washed, and I have a little scrubby bag, you know, a bag with nubbies on the inside, a little water bag, waterproof bag that you put your clothes and your soap in, and you just rub it. And then I just hung it up in here. I hung up a clothesline. You can actually see the pulley right there. I hung up that clothesline. Oh yeah, there's the clothesline too, going across right here. And so yeah, I washed my laundry by hand and then dried it. I still have a little more to do today. But yeah, I was just kind of enjoying this simple life. Cruising, you know, doing things the simple way. Took a lot of time, but I had nothing but time. So yeah. So I'm doing good, you guys. I'm feeling good. My health is good. Haven't had any problem getting food. I hope you guys are all doing good. I'm so, you know, obviously what's going on out there is concerning, and I try really hard to stay positive, but I am definitely concerned for, you know, everyone out there, family and friends. And, you know, I think this is going to affect people we know at a deep level, as it progresses. So, hope you guys are all doing good. You know, it's going to be a tough few months here, so hang in there. And, so like I said, I'm trying to do this chat just sort of to, yeah, get a little more back and forth going and a little more interaction, hopefully. So, I'm not sure how well it's working. It looks like my internet is terrible this morning, so I don't know if this is working at all. But I'll keep trying. If this one doesn't work, I'll throw up a regular old video. But I'll keep working on this as the weeks go on. Like I said, if you're in there in chat, shoot me a hello and see if it's working at all. But I think that my I'm guessing that my internet and my gear is probably making this pretty awful, but I apologize for that. So yeah. So I hope you guys are doing good. I'm going to do a quick run through the forum here and just see if I can see anything interesting to talk about. You know, one thing I want to talk about actually really quick, I did just see it on there, is cooking zero carb. And I'm wondering how all you guys are doing with dealing with the mess. What have you settled into as your way of cooking to keep grease and things like that at a minimum in your cooking space? You know, I've pretty much adopted cooking outside 100% of the time. I don't cook indoors anymore at all if I can help it. It's just so greasy and smoky and messy, and in my little one room shack, you know, it's all over everything. So I have I bought a propane powered flat top, Blackstone I think is the brand, and I have that outside on my deck, and I do all my cooking out there. What's nice about it is it has a little drain on one end that I can drain all the fat off into just a bucket, and it makes just, there's no cleanup really. I just scrape it down and cook on it, and it's so much better. My old barbecue, the fat was all over the ground. I mean, I cooked so much meat that eventually, you know, it would leave a big dead spot in the grass and whatever, you know, make a mess of wherever I put it. So I wanted to change that. And of course, cooking inside, you know, there's just so much smoke and grease to deal with. So I found cooking outside on a flat top really is what I've come to prefer. So just kind of wondering what you guys have done. You know, I tried little grease covers for the pan and a good range hood, and it really doesn't seem to matter. It just blows grease everywhere. So I've taken to cooking outside. I know some people are looking at other solutions like air fryers and things like that. But yeah, just wondering what you guys are all doing. So there's that. All right, you guys. Well, I've been chatting at you for close to 15 minutes now, so I think I'll call that good for the day. I can't tell if anyone's here or not, so... You know, and if this doesn't work, you guys, I'll go back to making the regular videos. I thought I'd keep trying this so we can maybe have some dialogue back and forth. And like I say, I really hope that it gets better as my internet connection gets better too. So yeah, I hope you guys are doing good. I hope you guys are staying the course, and I hope you're able to stay zero carb and with the hard times out there, getting food for some folks in more populated areas. I hope you're able to stay the course, and I hope you're staying positive. And boy, we're looking at another, you know, weeks of this. So keep your spirits up, you guys. Keep your health good. Stay the course. And I'll come back next week to check in with you here. And do come check in with me on Twitch on Tuesday. You know, I think we're going to try and get something going over there. And we had fun last week. Sarah came and was hanging out. And we had a few other people come through. And it's really good. It's a nice two-way. So... I'll do my journal here and then just get over there and hang out on Tuesdays, and we'll see how it goes. So, all right, you guys. Well, I'm going to get going. Thanks so much for listening and watching. Hope you have a great day. Have a great week. And I'll see you next week. All right, you guys. Thanks so much. See you next time.